Penguin Random House Audio presents Fire and Brimstone by Michael Punk. Read for you by Christopher Grove. Chapter 1. There is a sign. There is a sign that appears to point persistently to a terrible explosion underground. Horoscope printed in the Anaconda Standard, June 5, 1917. Butte, Montana was still dark when the cable crew arrived at the Granite Mountain shaft in the early morning hours of Friday, June 8, 1917. The men could see their breath as they worked in the cold open air beneath the headframe, a hulking 8-story steel structure that supported the massive weight of the hoists. The miners called it a gallows frame because it looked like a gigantic industrial version of the Old West's hangman's platform. Gallows frames dotted the sprawling hillside like Butte's version of trees. The official accident report does not list the names of the men on the crew that morning, but it is a good bet they were a motley mix. The no-smoking signs that hung around the mineshaft were printed in 16 languages. The report does provide the men's job titles, titles that reflect the task before them. 4 electricians, 3 ropemen, 2 shaftmen, and 1 hoistman. The worst hard rock mining disaster in American history began, ironically, as an effort to improve the safety of the Granite Mountain shaft. Granite Mountain, along with its sister shaft, the Speculator, were owned by the North Butte Mining Company. The two mines were rarities, productive Butte properties not owned by the omnipotent Anaconda Copper Mining Company. Anaconda did own all of the properties that surrounded the North Butte holdings.